Oi! Isn't pizza grand? That's my Italian accent. It's spot on. Thank you very much. It's Brook and Jubal in the morning. Pizza is amazing. Kids love it. Adults love it. Yeah. Even dogs love it if you let them have any.
Oh, yeah. True.
But did you know, according to researchers, the way you eat your pizza says a lot about who you are as a person. Because in the news this morning, a team of researchers at Emory University in Georgia says that you can tell everything you want to know about somebody's personality based solely on the way that they eat their pizza slice.
Wow.
Here's what they found. If you fold your pizza in half.
Yeah.
That's me.
That's you?
Do you?
Yeah, I fold my pizza.
I feel like it's got to say something about how you're like to eat too much.
Why? Well,
because you want to get more in your mouth at one time.
Bigger bite.
If you fold your pizza in half, people who fold their pizza in half are considered lazy. Their IQ tends to be lower than average.
What? Come on.
And need to simplify things by folding them down into more manageable situations. Scientists also have tied it to not being able to please a woman in the bedroom.
Okay, that
so,
is not...
Jose's like, oh, what was I saying? I folded my pizza? No, I meant I open it up as wide as possible. I'm usually like, hey, can I get like 4 slices all open in my mouth at once? Because I am not a pizza folder.
Just saying, Jose, you haven't had a woman stick around for more than 3 weeks in a long time.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what? I'm going to change my life. And next time I eat pizza, I'm not going
to Not folding it?
I'm going to be a new man.
Stop being lazy. Yeah. Stop being lazy. Every time I see somebody fold their pizza now, I'm going to walk up to them and go, you lazy bastard.
Really?
You are so lazy and so stupid. Go read a book, up your IQ, and get off the couch.
No kidding.
We're going to please a woman. Yeah.
Thank you. Your poor wife or girlfriend, that's the real victim in all of this.
If you eat the crust first on a pizza.
Who does that?
You are considered an influencer.
I only do that doing stuffed crust.
Stuffed crust.
If they put a hot dog in it.
I will always eat stuffed crust first. People who attack their slice from the back are spontaneous and like to live life to the fullest.
Huh.
But they try to be different. They will often challenge the status quo and are dramatic, loud talkers, and love getting attention through unusual actions.
Wow.
That's what you can tell about a person if they eat their pizza crust first.
That description seems like it should describe somebody in this room, but nobody's that person, huh?
I don't eat crust first.
You're definitely not allowed.
No. I don't eat pizza the same way every time. I wonder if I eat it different every
time. Yeah, that is called split personality disorder, I think, is what that's called.
Yeah, and I'm always in a different mood.
Yeah.
And I'm always going by a different name at the time.
And you always have different voices that you use while you're eating
interesting.
The pizza.
If you use a fork and a knife to eat your pizza, you are considered predictable.
I do that some. No, the only time I do that is when the pizza's too hot to hold and I just want to get it in my mouth.
Yeah. It says you're the type of person who's kind of boring and the type of person who would wear a seatbelt on a city bus if they had those available. Researchers also found that people who like to use a fork and a knife to eat their pizza tend to make love the traditional way only.
Wow.
Yeah, very boring. So
yeah, they should get with those folded in the half pizza people, and then it's just going to be one big disappointment in their relationship.
Pizza stacking or a pizza sandwich? Again, we're talking about the ways that people eat pizza. They just did research on it and said you can tell everything about a person's personality by the way that they eat their pizza. Pizza stacking or a pizza sandwich?
I feel like I'm learning more about the ways people eat pizza, not about them.
You've
like,
never seen a pizza stack?
Who stacks their pizza together?
I know one guy who does it, but he's always stoned.
Like two at a time?
Yeah.
He's always stoned.
Yeah, he's high, so it's
like understandable. You can't really, you can't put him in this classification because he's just doing what some people do.
I'm not going to call him out.
Pizza stacking or a pizza sandwich? You are considered unconventional and quirky or stoned. People might not get you at first or really ever.
Yeah.
But once they get to know you, they think you're okay. These people tend to not use deodorant. Stoners.
Well,
and are less considerate with their hygiene overall.
Yeah, that's
it. So is that the dude?
Yeah.
That's the pizza stacker? All right, and if you just bite your pizza normally.
That's what I do. I wish I was more excited.
Regular? You don't do anything
with
it?
I just pick it up. I start with a little pointy tip, and I go right on to
right
the back.
Down. Okay, well, what it says about you then is you tend to be no frills. If they're married, they usually have settled with their spouses.
What?
You say that that's true?
Because you'll point at me.
Because they're afraid of growing old alone.
Oh, Brooke, settled.
No, I swear I love my husband.
Are you sure? The way you eat your pizza would tell us something completely different. And I have to kind of agree with it because it says because they're afraid of growing old alone. And anytime Brooke and I ever talk about like kids, whatever, it's like, What are you going to do when you're old and there's nobody to take care of you? Yeah.
I do. It is a concern, okay? Someone's going to need to wipe your butt at some point in your life. And if you don't have children,
I feel like the next
who's stepping up to the plate?
So there you go.
Wow.
Biting your pizza normally means that you're no frills and just kind of settled with your spouse. Pizza stacking means that you're kind of a hippie and gross. If you use a fork and knife, you're predictable. If you eat the crust first, you're an influencer and a trendsetter. And if you fold it in half, you're lazy.
And so that's it's me. Only the crust first people that get any positive feedback on
yeah,
their pizza
pretty
eating.
Much. So I guess wow. It's time to change the way we eat our pizza.
Yes.